Hey guys, welcome to the 5-Minute Sports Podcast. I'm Karan Thavrani and I'll be giving you the top sports stories of the day. As usual, so much sporting action over the weekend. Of course, the US Open is going on and so many top seeds have crashed out. However, we've still got Roger and Rafa, so that's not too bad, isn't it? So, what do we begin with? Let's start with the US Open. The game I'm watching right now is Maria Sharapova against Anastasia Sevastova. And the game is currently in the first set, 5 games all, Sharapova serving and leads 30-15. In the other games, of course, the start was a bit delayed again today because of the rain. So there haven't been a lot of matches played so far. But the one game that has been played over center court was Denis Shapovalov against Roberto Carreño Busta, and that game ended 7-6 in 3 sets, all in favor of Pablo Carreño Busta. Can you believe it? So Denis Shapovalov's amazing journey has finally come to an end. He's only 18, and that is unbelievable. He is definitely going to be a top player in the future, that's for sure. Moving on to football, of course, the international break was going on this week, meaning there were no Premier League matches. That made the week a bit boring. Right now, there are 2 qualifier games going on actually, and it's half-time in Belgium against Greece. Greece against Belgium, rather, since Greece are playing at home. And in the other game, it's France against Luxembourg, and both the matches are at nil-all. These matches are, of course, the World Cup qualifiers, and Belgium and France sit pretty in both their respective groups. Moving on to cricket, India beat Sri Lanka in Sri Lanka in the 5th and final ODI, completing the 5-0 whitewash for the 2nd time in a row against Sri Lanka. This result means that Sri Lanka will now have to play the qualifiers to get into next year's World Cup. So, Sri Lanka batted first, got all out for 238, but at one stage it looked like they would get to 280-290 and for once challenge India in the series, but it didn't look like it, and India chased it down and won by 6 wickets with 3.5 overs to spare. Captain Virat Kohli scored yet another century, and KL Jadhav chipped in with a handy 63 of 73. The openers, however, had a failure as Rohit Sharma scored just 16 of 20 and Ajinkya Rahane, who's playing his first game of the series, scored 5 of 17. Rahane came in for Shikhar Dhawan, and Dhawan has gone back to India apparently to take care of his ailing mother. The T20 series begins in a couple of days, so let's hope that's more interesting. And then of course in a couple of weeks there's India against Australia. So that's definitely going to be more interesting than this one. Other cricket matches include Bangladesh against Australia, the second test that begins tomorrow morning, and then later in the week we've got the 3rd test between England against West Indies, and that series is tied at 1-1, so that will definitely be another interesting test match. Finally, moving on to F1, it was the Monza GP, the Italian Grand Prix today, and it was a comfortable victory for Lewis Hamilton. One of the more boring races of the season because Hamilton led from start to finish and didn't look like he was going to lose. Yesterday in qualifying, there were so many delays that the qualifying took place right towards the end of the day, as in just before sunset. The race today, however, was totally the opposite and there was a lot of sunshine. Hamilton's nearest rival, Sebastian Vettel, finished 3rd, and that result means that Hamilton has now taken a 3-point lead at the top of the standings, and Hamilton is on 238 points. Vettel is 2nd at 235 points, and Valtteri Bottas has 197. Bottas finished second today, by the way. Ricardo finished fourth, Raikkonen fifth, the Force India of Esteban Ocon in sixth, the Williams of Lance Stroll and Felipe Massa in seventh and eighth, Sergio Perez of the Force India in ninth, and Max Verstappen got the final point for Red Bull in 10th place. That's all that's there for today, guys. And as I've been recording the show, Sharapova has just taken the first set 7-5. Sharapova looked rejuvenated, and I wouldn't put it beyond her to win the US Open. She looks really strong. That's all that's there for today, guys. Thanks for tuning in, and see y'all tomorrow. Yalla, bye.